Every move I make, I'm making you. You make me move, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Every step I take, I take in you. You are my way, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Every move I make, I'm making you. You make me move, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Every step I take in you. You are my way, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Waves of mercy, waves of grace. Everywhere I look, I see your face. Your love has captured me. Oh my God, this love. Your love has captured me. Oh my God, this love.
Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 6. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and all.
Thank you.
saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
First John 1, 5 through 9. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
Well, today I found myself after searching all these years. The man that I saw, he wasn't at all who I thought he'd be. I was lost when you found me here. I was broken beyond repair. Then you came along and you sang your song. Like I'm born again, feels like I'm living for the very first time, for the very first time in my
living.
You may be seated.
All right, go ahead and take a moment to pray. Dear Holy Father, thank you for having every day feel like the first time. We become born again, we're walking on cloud nine. So much energy, so much love, so much passion. So appreciative of the gift you've given us. Lord, we just love that feeling, and thank you. Once we get rooted, once we get things shaken away from what's going on out in the world, we get right back to that feeling again. Thank you, Father. Thank you for being a Father full of light, no darkness. There is no darkness in you, Lord. Thank you for leading us, guiding us every day. There's nothing else that can hide from you. Nothing that exists can hide from you, Lord, in all your light. Thank you for searching us out each and every day, helping us to get clean. As we sit in here today and get ready for corporate worship, we ask the same thing. Please cleanse us. Help us to shake off any baggage we've drug in here. Help us to get ready for worship. We've been singing and worshiping already, but help us to find a little bit deeper level, each and every one of us. Thank you for helping to keep our faith strong, Lord. Thank you for your holiness and beauty, unequaled, unparalleled. Thank you for your love and your saving grace. Thank you for meeting our daily needs, Lord. If there's anyone in here that needs a special prayer or has a special need, please touch them, Lord. They don't have to come up and say what it is in front of everybody. You know, as we said just a second ago, you search everything out. You know every need. Please bless them, meet their needs. We thank you for doing so. Thank you for answering prayer. It's with joy that we praise you, Lord. You made us in your image. You gave us Christ, our Savior, who died for our sins. You allow us to approach your throne as sons and daughters, full sons and daughters. You gave us everlasting life. That's a tough concept for us to understand, everlasting to everlasting, but you gave it to us. Thank you, God. Thank you for taking care of us. We pray right now for the leaders of our nation. They face many important and crucial decisions, Lord, that affect us as we live in this fallen world. They affect us and our loved ones. Please give them wisdom. Touch their hearts. Please have them follow your will, Holy Father. We pray for our church and our leaders, the church's leaders, as we make new plans and new programs, Lord, trying to continue with the Great Commission to make disciples of everyone of all nations. As those plans are organized, thought up, organized, and finalized, please bless every step of the way. Bless the offering, Lord, as it's given with love. We know it will meet your needs, your church. Nothing can stop you, Lord. So we thank you and ask you to bless the offering. And Holy Father, we now join our minds and our hearts with all the saints and the angels and all of creation as we worship you and learn from your word today and proclaim the unequal glory of your love and your strength and your name. We say all of this in your only begotten Son's name, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Consumes me.